Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the show. My name is Mallory Campbell, as you heard in the intro, but if this is your first time tuning in to the Permission to Activate podcast, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. It's like our little corner of, I don't know, I wouldn't say the internet, but wherever podcasts live, I find a lot of comfort listening to different podcasts. A lot of the times I listen to very similar podcasts because it's like that familiarity, like that comforting, just like a nice warm cup of coffee, or maybe it's a cold brew. That's my coffee of choice, is a cold brew. And if you're not getting my weekly Sunday energy drop emails, I send out different coffee recipes and things that I love, different wellness practices, rituals, journal prompts, some of my favorite coffee recipes, other recipes, different products, Amazon finds, all of that really cool stuff I send out every Sunday right to your inbox. So if you're not already getting those energy drop emails, there's a lot of tangible action steps in there that you're able to sit down and journal or reflect on in whatever way, in whatever practice that you enjoy. So if you're not already getting those, you can head right over to my Instagram at Mallory Campbell, hit the little drop down menu, and then you can just scroll to the bottom and it says your weekly energy drop emails. If you want to get on the list, you can get in the email community. It's really fun. I send out some really fun, cool stuff to you guys every Sunday. So if you want to be a part of that, make sure to go join my email community. So on today's episode, I wanted a quick, tangible, actionable item list, like a step-by-step. You are feeling some self-doubt, really looking to shift your mindset. Maybe you're just kind of in this, you know, and I'll speak for myself. I have had to lean into my self-trust and intuition over the last 3 to 5 days, more than I have in quite some time regarding some decisions I've had to make. All of that will be coming out probably on next week's episode, what's coming up and what shifts are taking place in my business and coaching and all of these things and how it affects you and what it means for you. So those will be coming, might come out in email first, might come out on social media first. I'm not really sure. Maybe it'll land here next Tuesday, but I'll be giving you all of the updates that are coming, what it means for you and how to join in what I have coming up, which I will say, some more local events are in the pipeline, as people say, like they're coming. So other guest speakers and friends of mine potentially collaborating on more events locally, which that seems to be what people are just loving so much right now. So you will have all of the insight on all of that coming really, really soon. So today I wanted to talk about 3 ways to shift your mindset in a time of self-doubt. Okay, this is applicable if you're listening to this as this episode drops brand new. They come out every Tuesday. Or if you're listening to this and maybe you're binging some episodes and you're listening to this anytime, it's not seasonal. It doesn't matter what time of the year, what time of day, when you're listening to this, it's applicable because as humans, we are susceptible to having those moments of self-doubt. Maybe you feel it heavier in other seasons than, you know, sometimes you're on fire and you're on a roll and you're like, this is great. I'm really integrating and applying all of the tools I'm learning. Maybe you're in a season of your personal development journey that this is all brand new. Maybe you are really far on your personal development. It doesn't matter. There is no like linear structure. It's not linear. It's like all over the place. Not one person is like, oh, I'm way over here and I'm better and I'm over here and I'm not as good. It's like, it has nothing to do with that. This is really just all a unique journey of whatever that means and looks like to you. So there is no like, I'm over here and you're over there. It's like, we're all doing this together, no matter what kind of tools and practices and rituals you're using in your life. And maybe this is one of the first personal development podcast you've listened to, and I'm really thankful for that. Or maybe you've listened to every episode. Maybe you've been with me since the Destined to Be episodes. I don't know. Wherever you are, I am extremely grateful and thankful that you're taking time out of your day, because there is so much to consume out there that you're choosing this show. And I am very, very thankful for that. So if you haven't already left a review on Apple, if you're listening to this on Apple, it takes like 30 seconds. They don't show up right away, but they're there. And then I get to see them. And that is really impactful. And that helps the show grow. And if you ever have topics or things that you want to hear on the show or special guests, slide into my DMs. I would love to know what you want to hear, because that's the point of podcasting, right? Is to reach everyone who listens. So today I wanted to dive into, sorry, I had a sip of my coffee there, three ways to shift your mindset in a time of self-doubt, right? And I don't know if you've ever felt like, no matter how much work that you're doing, wherever you're at on your journey, that voice, that self-doubt, it just kind of starts to creep in. Sometimes it's really loud. Sometimes it's a whisper. It's all relative to wherever you're at and what you have moving and going on in your life, whether it's in your business, in your personal life, with your kids, with your family, with your friends, with your career, your job. It comes up, right? And it's totally normal. It's totally normal to have big emotions during our healing and growth and personal development journey. It's really, really normal. So I wanted to overview this episode by three things that you can do. And I want to also say this, because a lot of the work that I get to do for myself and the work that I get to do alongside of the women who come into my space as clients, as friends, as retreat guests, women who come to my workshops, which, by the way, speaking of workshops, the next one coming up is November 1st. If you're local here in Michigan, we're back at Ohana. It's a Friday at 6:30. So that link will be available to go grab that link right in my Instagram. Again, just hit the drop down menu and you'll see the Mind, Body, Breath workshop. You can click that, and then that will register you for a 90-minute breath and embodiment workshop with me. And it's only women, so women only. And you can come and release and just, you know, that space that we always say that we want to take. You're like, oh, if I just had the time and the space to do this, like, then I could. This is exactly what it's created for. You get a sense of community, a sense of sisterhood, guided prompts, guided breath work practice, and you get to release things that are just no longer serving you. And it's a beautiful time to come do this if you're listening to this when this episode comes out, because we're heading right into holiday season. It's November 1st, baby. Day after Halloween, we're like full force into Thanksgiving and Christmas time, which can be a heavy time of year for a lot of people, because now we're factoring in family and events and parties, maybe travel. There's a lot of moving parts when it comes to the holiday season. So if you're feeling like you want to start off the holiday season with a sense of peace and clarity and really feel into your energy and what that looks like coming into this next winter season, this is the perfect workshop for you. And it's like $55. So it's very, very doable to be able to come experience a 90-minute breathwork embodiment workshop that is tailored and created just for you. So that is coming Friday, November 1st, back at Ohana, which is in Shelby. Okay. So first, I wanted to get into shifting your language. And before I got distracted by the workshop, what I was saying, we go deep in the containers that I offer for women who come into my world. We do a lot of somatic practices. We do a lot of inner child work. We do a lot of soul searching, right? As people say, and we really get to start reparenting ourselves and taking some of that deeper stored energy, trauma, whatever you want to call it. We all have all of these things, and starting to process it. Okay. So this is a little bit different than what I'm getting into with this episode. This is something more tangible that you can do now without necessarily unpacking some of that deeper rooted stuff. There is time and space for that, but this I really wanted to get into some easy, quick shifts that if you're starting to feel that self-doubt like kind of tap you on the shoulder or creep in from like deep down in your gut, maybe it's that mind chatter that you have going on, this is something that you can apply quickly in the moment. So this is where this episode is going to be focused around. Okay. So self-doubt, it often manifests through the way we speak to ourselves. And this might be a brand new, what's the word I'm looking for? Thing, right? A brand new idea, or you're like, no, duh. Like, I know that, right? But often, even if we know these things, it doesn't matter who you are and where you are on in this process. Like, we're still all affected by it, myself included, right? Like, these little voices, they love to run the show. So self-doubt often manifests through the way we speak to ourselves, right? Even in the subconscious realm, when you have these thoughts, these underlying thoughts, it's like a theme of like, I'm not enough. I can't do this, right? It starts to reinforce those negative beliefs. And it starts to, when we really unpack how these patterns and these pathways work in our brains, those are deeply ingrained. Like, they are, if I use this analogy all the time, I learned in one of my certification programs, these thought patterns, these pathways, if you think about what's happening inside your body, inside your mind, if you think of like you're driving in the woods, right? You're in this forest and there's this road that has been driven down thousands of times. The tire marks, like the treads, very, very deep. Like, they're in there. You can see this road. It's paved. Not paved as in like concrete, but like it is there, right? There's no mistaking. This is a road that people have traveled often. Those often mirror the deeply ingrained thought patterns of I'm not enough, these deeply rooted beliefs that we hold about ourselves, right? I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I'm not qualified enough. Everyone else can do this but me. I'm not worthy enough, right? All of these things, it's like those thought patterns are so deeply ingrained. It's like those tire tracks. It's like, man, whoo, baby, right? When we start to go deeper and start to unpack these things and start rewiring these thought patterns, we have a choice in that moment to pave a new track in that forest. But this means now that you're up against the foliage, right? Is that how you say it? The weeds, the trees, all of the grass that's growing. It's like, if we want to create a different pathway, a different road, it's going to be a little bumpy, right? Because now you're trying to clear out all of this clutter and crap to create this road. And that is the new thought pattern you're now going to be creating. And most people, a lot of people won't go down that road because it ain't easy, right? You might get stuck. You might get full of mud. You might get splattered with some stuff, right? It's like, now we're up against this whole new road that has not been traveled. And that's what it comes down to on a deeper level when we're starting to create these new pathways. This is what I help women and clients start to rewire their brains, their thought patterns, where this energy is holding in your body, right? So if you're coming up against some of this resistance, right? Think of like a big old tree in your way as you're starting to drive down this new path when you're like, I don't know how to cut this tree down. I don't know how to move this weed out of the way. I can't pull this weed out because it is down there. Like, that weed goes down lots of feet and I can't just yank it out, right? This is where I come in and help so many women and clients, especially in one-to-one containers in the retreat space, be able to start clearing that pathway. And all of those things, all of those blockages, that's just our trauma, old belief patterns, old ways of being. And we're now going in to repair it and rewire those things, right? But now, coming back to today's episode, we're going to go into some quicker ways that we can start to shift these things. Okay, so we're not going as deep. Now, if you're noticing these deeper level thought patterns and this resistance come up, this is when you might want to look into finding another source of accountability or coaching or mentorship, whether that is in therapy, different modalities, whatever it is that you choose, right? All of these things are out there and available to you. But right now, I wanted to get into some quick shifts that you can apply now and today, okay? So I really want you to start noticing when these negative thoughts come up and how we're speaking to ourselves, to catch it in the moment of the negative self-talk, right? If we can shift it from, I can't do this, to I'm figuring this out, I've already figured it out, this can be a really helpful practice, right? If you take a moment to reflect, if you can pause for a second to identify a current negative thought that you are experiencing, whether you get to choose, right? I'm not in your brain. I know I have my own. And start to immediately change the wording to something that's more supportive and encouraging in the situation that you're in right now, okay? I can't do this. I'm not qualified enough. I'm figuring this out. I have the resources, right? It doesn't matter what it is. You can apply a different way of thinking in the moment, right? Now, we're not spiritually bypassing things here. This is for things that you can shift a little bit quicker, right? We're not going in and unpacking your deepest, darkest trauma right now, right? There's a time and place for that. There's a time and place for that. Right now, we're trying to catch these smaller thought patterns that come up in the moment of like, okay, I have the power to shift this thing right now. What is it that I can do? What kind of language can I use in this moment to be able to shift out of this mindset, right? Because then what that's going to do, if you don't apply these things, we just kind of sink deeper into the hole, right? We've all been there, okay? So if you have a thought pattern of I'm not good enough, right? You can shift it into I'm learning and growing every day. I just might not have the tools yet, right? I have accessibility to be able to figure it out, okay? If you are somebody who uses the thought process of I always mess things up, right? Like this you find with kids a lot, I always mess things up, right? You can shift that to I'm capable of figuring things out and improving. Right? I never get anything right. Could be a negative thought pattern that you get stuck in. Well, I'm in the process of mastering this, right? Or I don't deserve this success. This is a big one that comes up for a lot of people. You can shift that of I'm worthy of all the success that I'm working for, right? And then if you're hitting up against that worthiness wound and you're like, I can't get through this resistance, like I truly don't believe I'm worthy, that might be your sign and signal to lean into extra support and accountability for people who can help you unpack a lot of those things, right? Another one, especially in the entrepreneurial space that you may find yourself bumping up against is that, well, I'm so behind everyone else. Everyone else is more qualified than me, especially if you're launching something or a coach in the industry. Like, why would somebody come to me? There's so many other people out there, right? And it all comes down to that your journey is unique and you're moving at your own pace. When I have women and people come to me, and I even use this in different workshops and speaking engagements, is that even in coaching practices in my coaching groups, your journey is unique and you're moving at your own perfect pace. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. And you know how I know that is because that's where you are, right? And then we start leaning into the self-trust of like, okay, can I really trust that I am where I am right now? Because that's where I'm meant to be. Like, oh, baby, that's a big one for so many of us. If we can come back to trusting that we're exactly where we're supposed to be because that's where we are, just sit with that for a minute. Things are unfolding in the time and pace that they are because that's what's supposed to be happening. But you also have the power to start shifting and making different choices. You can make a choice to shift the trajectory of where you're going, right? A lot of us have the one of, I don't have enough time. If you're a mom, girl, I get it. I have 2 kids and I say this all the time. We're on like 5 freaking soccer teams with 2 children. We had 7 sporting events this last weekend. And I'm not the type of person who wears that as a badge of honor. Like I like to give my kids and us as well time and space for downtime, to relax, to get your energy like back, right? To rejuvenate and get your energy and focus and clarity. Like take some time to really give your body the rest that you need. But sometimes we just have stuff that comes up on our calendar, right? Now, in this situation, you can use a shifting of language of I'm going to prioritize and use my time effectively to achieve what's important. And this takes making a choice. You get to choose where you're spending your time. If there is a sporting event or something else that's coming up in your life, or maybe you're in wedding season, if you're, you know, of a certain age and all your friends are having wedding showers and baby showers and traveling and bachelorette parties and all of these things, it's like you need to start prioritizing when and how to use your time efficiently to really prioritize what's important to you in this season. And that might look like saying no in a couple different scenarios and situations because it's not what's healthy for you and your family. Truly, energy is our number one core value for myself and within our family. If it is going to suck our energy, now there's things that we have to do. I say this all the time, right? You have doctor's appointments. You have to pay your bills. You have to go to work, right? There's a lot of things that we're responsible for in this world that you have to do. But outside of that, where can you shift some of these things that's sucking your energy? You can borrow one of my core values to prioritize it that makes sense in your life. Okay, so that is the first one, focusing on your language, catching it in the moment. If you notice yourself getting sucked down by your own language, take a pause, regroup, see if there's a shift that you can make and shift some of this language, right? And again, we're not spiritually bypassing. If you are in a season that you are experiencing some big emotions, some big feelings that maybe you've shoved down for a really long time, or a situation that has occurred in your life that is just overtaking your life right now, this is not just like, oh, well, everything happens for a reason. Yay. Because then we're starting to bypass. And then we're starting to shift some things and we're starting to shove things down and we could start distracting and, you know, using our energy not in a productive way. If you start to notice this is your pattern, and if you don't know this is a pattern that's happening for you, that you start numbing, using your phone, if you're shopping, scrolling, whatever it is, right? Overeating. If you start noticing these patterns, then maybe it's time to start to look at other sources and resources that can help you navigate and start unpacking those things. But when little thoughts start to come in, I'm like, girl, that is not true for myself. Right now I'm talking about myself. It's like, no, I can shift that. Now I'm just wanting to jump on my own pity party, like on that drain train of just like victim mentality. You can usually tell the difference if it's something larger that needs more attention and focus and support and resource that you need help and support around, or if it's a thought pattern that you're just like, okay, like I know that's not really true. What can I do to start shifting this language? Okay. And if this is something that you need help or support around figuring out your own cycles and patterns, please send me a DM and we can chat on how we can start to work through this together and maybe jump into a container that we can really start to look at the cycle. Okay. Number two, focusing on small wins. Okay. This might not be nothing new to you, but when self-doubt starts to creep in, it can feel like you're failing at everything, right? And then we start to tap into that victim mindset, that mentality. Start recognizing the small victories. When I first started my Level Up VIP coaching program back in 2020, we use something called a badass list, right? This is not my own idea. This is something in the world of personal development and personal growth that you can keep a running notes list on your phone. You can do it in a journal. You can do it wherever, especially if you're a coach or somebody out there that has a lot of feedback or testimonials that you can take screenshots of and add it into your list of like, wow, I am helping a lot of people. What I'm doing is making a difference, right? Creating this win or badass list every day, a few times a week, write down or type out in your phone a couple small wins, even if it's something as simple as finishing a task or showing up for yourself, right? If you have going to the gym on your calendar for the day and you fulfill that task or that priority, make a note of it. Like, I did that. I was supposed to get 10,000 steps a day. Like, and I did that. I got my Aura ring, you guys. Two days ago, I finally got it set up, and I'm not going to brag, but my sleep score last night for the first time ever was a 95. Okay, 95. And I was pretty proud of that because my husband's had his for like 3 years. And I'm like, yeah, I'll get one. He finally ordered me one. And I'm like, oh, dang, I could finally start to track my steps because I don't like an Apple Watch. I had one years ago. It just wasn't for me. I don't like wearing it. It was annoying. I don't like the look of it. Anyway, besides the point, if you have an Apple Watch and you love it, you do you. But I love the Aura ring because now I can track all of these things really easily and it tracks all of your sleep. And I'm like, yes. So I got a 95 sleep score. Like, that is going on my list because I'm like, okay, look at me. I'm doing the thing. Okay. So you can shift these things and reflect on it. It's not like, you know, people have a hard time sometimes like hyping themselves up. They feel like they're bragging or whatever. It's like, no, this is how we start to shift your energy. And if you're just starting this practice, reflect on a moment in the last 24 hours where you succeeded, no matter how small it was. Maybe you didn't lose your, you know, ever loving mind on your children in a moment of chaos. Like, that is a win, girlfriend. Like, that is a win. No matter how small it is, take a deep breath, feel it, appreciate it, embody it, and start to stack these wins to build momentum and, more importantly, self-trust, right? It's going to start shifting things. If you can start shifting your language, reprogramming that, focusing on your small wins, because celebrating the small wins, like those micro steps, I teach this all the time in my programs. It's the tiny building blocks that make the big difference. So many of us have been conditioned that it has to be like these grand events that happen in our life, right? Especially on social media. If you're in this world of personal growth, you see people hosting events and these giant podcasts and speaking on stage. And it's like, all of those things are so freaking amazing and huge accomplishments. But what's often not seen is the little tiny micro steps that actually took to get there. Sending the follow-up email, staying consistent on moving your body, staying consistent on a journaling practice, your sleep habits, your eating routine and rituals, right? Like, celebrating those small micro moments can really start to shift your energy and bring you back into your own power and self-trust. It's really, really important, and it can shift a lot, okay? The last one I wanted to tap into today is, you guys are going to be like, oh, I know, right? Grounding into the present moment. Self-doubt, anxiety, overwhelm, stress often happens when we're lost in the thought of the future or the past, right? Feeling overwhelmed by the what-ifs. Any, oh my gosh, okay, I was going to say regrets, by any regrets, what we did or didn't do, right? And yesterday, my husband and I, we were getting ready to get in the shower, get ready for bed and all of these things. And he was like, if you guys ever, what is the movie? Oh my gosh, the movie with the RV, and he's like, no regrets. He gets the tattoo. I can't think of the movie name, but I'm sure most of you know what I'm talking about, right? There's memes and gifs of like, no regrets, because he spelled it wrong. Not even one letter, right? He's like, not even one letter, you don't regret, you know? And my husband was like, we were talking about something. He's like, yeah, and no rugrats. I'm like, what? No rugrats? What do you, like, that is a show from like 25 years ago. What are you talking about? He's like, no rugrats. I'm like, what? I'm like, do you mean no regrets? Like rugrats? He's like, yeah. We laughed about this for like, I'm not kidding you, 5 minutes straight, like our stomachs hurt laughing. And then we were going to bed and we were laying there and he rolled over and he was cuddling me. And like, we started dying laughing again. Like, it was so freaking funny. This was just a side tangent that I had to share with you, but like, really no regrets. Okay. And Dr. Joe Dispenza talks about this other principle all of the time, right? That we can often get so lost in what has happened in the past or the future that we are living with one foot outside of the present constantly. And now we're humans, right? This is a part of our makeup. It's very challenging for most of us to like center ourselves, ground in the present moment, because our brains are constantly working, right? Even during meditation, it's really, really challenging. Our brains are meant to have thoughts coming through, right? We're just meant to observe those thoughts in a state of meditation and not hold on it and jump on the train and let it run the show. So if we can become the observer of our own thoughts, we're like, oh, cool. There it is. Here I am. There that thought is. Whoa, you can start to shift a lot. Okay. But now in a tangible, actionable item way, we can start grounding into the present moment. It can quickly reduce the emotional spiral that we all love to, take place, right? It's very easy for us to kind of jump on that train of just like, yep, this is it. Here it is. I'm going down the cycle. I'm starting to spin out. I'm starting to spiral. So even dropping into your body, using a quick, just a deep breath in through the nose. Sorry, my nose is a little stuffy. Exhale. Just a few deep breaths, open mouth exhale, can just ground you like very quickly into your body. You can do a series of box breathing, right? If you come to my workshops, we do this breath pattern quite often. It's familiar for a lot of the women who come, and it's a beautiful technique to be able to ground ourselves and start to release. You can do a quick series of 3 box breaths, which is inhaling for 4 counts, holding for 4 counts, exhaling for 4, holding for 4. You can do that 3 times in your car, right? You'll be able to center and ground yourself very quickly in your body and kind of outrun that monkey mind chatter that we love to get. We love to jump on that train of like, yeah. We love to reinforce our own BS. It's very easy to do that. you can literally just drop into your body with a very quick breath practice. I did a visualization practice on last week's episode. If you didn't listen to it, you can go back and listen to that to create some visualization, right? But it can be so simple to ground yourself in the present moment, to bring the focus back on what's happening now. The only place you can take action from is in right here. Be here now, right? That is Sun Life Organics, my favorite place in Austin, Texas. They're kind of all around the country now, but it originated, I believe, down in Texas. There's one, I think they opened one in Miami. They just opened a Chicago one. Maybe the Miami one's not there anymore. New York had one, I believe. There's some out in California or Vegas. I don't know where they are, but when I visit Texas in Austin area, I always go there. And we have hats and merch that says like, be here now. But you can really ground yourself in the moment with just a quick, simple breath. And if you're in your car or even by yourself, like let out a little sound. Breath, sound, and movement is the way we move and process energy through our body. It can be as simple as that. Okay. So I want to summarize shifting our language, catch yourself in your pattern, focus on the small wins, build your list, ground yourself in the present by using your own breath. All of these things you can do for free. Like you have access to all of these things right now. Now, if you want a higher level of support and somebody to really guide and walk you through this journey, right? That's also available. But these three things you can do right now, right? You can do it. We can do it together. You can change the language, focus on the small wins, ground yourself in the present moment, right? These mindset shifts, they don't have to be huge or complicated when we're working with some of these smaller things that come up. The micro moments are going to create the biggest shifts, changes in confidence and self-trust. Like I promise, give yourself 7 days to do this practice. You will physically feel the difference. Your energy will start to shift. Okay. I would love to know if you practice any of these things. Shoot me a DM. Or if you have something that you want to add, right? Head over to Instagram at Mallory Campbell. I'd love to open up that conversation. Tag me if you share a story, right? It can be so incredibly inspiring and uplifting, right? Especially on social media where it can feel a little heavy sometimes and we're watching a lot of highlight reels, right? Everyone shares about those things. It's like if you can be that one voice for somebody in your life, or maybe you're building your own community or you have kids or, you know, whatever it is. Doesn't matter how many followers anyone has and whatever. We're all creating influence and impact in some way. So if you share some of these things, I would love to see it. Throw a tag out there. I would love to support you, reshare it, and really, you know, do this journey together. Okay. That's all I have for you today. I love this space. I love being able to record and jump on and talk to everybody. And I would just love to create the conversation, whether that's on Instagram or wherever else you listen. Drop a review if you feel called to do so. And you will be hearing some of the latest updates, what that means for you coming up on the next couple weeks. I would love, again, if you were to join me, if you're local at the next Mind Body Breath Workshop in Shelby Township at Ohana. I will actually, I will drop the link in the show notes here as well if you want to reserve your spot, or you can head over to Instagram. They're 90-minute workshops, local, women only. It's a beautiful space to release whatever is no longer serving you and really get some clarity to see what is coming, to be able to be an open channel, to be able to receive. Okay, so that is coming. That's all I have for you today. I hope you have a beautiful week and I'll see you on next week's episode. Hey, Quantum Queen, thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.